Well, I tell you, the guys fought hard. We gave it all we had. They just outplayed us. You know, they executed, we didn't. There are some things that we've got to correct. There are some things that we have to change. And that'll definitely put us back on the right track.
It looked like when you got in there at running back, you were determined to really go in there and have some, you know, energy, hit the hole hard, run with some aggression, I guess. Was that part of the you know, something beyond just that's where the hole is, go hit it? Or
well, it has nothing to do with me individually. It has everything to do with wanting to put a winning effort on the field. You know, we want to win. I mean, we want to win more than anybody. And so that's what you saw. You saw a guy that wants to win. And, you know, to step in, obviously, Rashad went down. All year we've been resilient with guys stepping up, stepping in the roles that they may have not played all year long. And that's what you have to do. That's the way of the NFL. I mean, guys go down, guys must step up.
So if the opportunity is there for you to carry the load this week, what does that mean for you?
Oh, you must step up. You must step up. You must fulfill a role. And I plan on doing that.
One of the storylines, obviously, this week is going to be Tebow coming back to Jacksonville. One of the side notes is you may face him in special teams if you're in there in special teams, right?
you know, I don't know. I don't know. That's you know, some of the things off the field like that we're really not too concerned with. We're concerned only with the guys in this locker room. These are the guys that you win with, the guys in the locker room. So, you know, I don't know. I haven't, you know, I haven't got a jump on them as of yet. Now, obviously, we still have some corrections to make from this past game. And but, you know, later on in the week, we'll hone in on what they do, what their scheme is, what they'll bring to the table. And
do you agree this is a kind of a transitional period for the offensive line? It seems that the, you know, the transition from being a more of a running team to more of a passing team, which the league almost demands now the way the rules are, that that's the way it's happening this year. I mean, throwing the ball more, line is being asked to block more. Does that change, you know, how they have to approach things from a run versus pass standpoint?
No. We know who we are. We know what kind of offense we are, and we plan on doing that each and every Sunday. You know, we've always been a run-first team. We've always been that way. Now, when certain opportunities present themselves on Sunday, sometimes you got to change who you are to beat your opponent. And you know, each game has its own set of dilemmas, and we adjust. That's what we do.
You just got to go look at the film and analyze what you can do better. There was a lot of plays that we could have made if we left out there. You know, we just got to concentrate on trying to get better every week. And I knew we took a step back this week, but we just got to pick ourselves back up and keep going.
One of the big things is it looked like they just were winning on both sides of the line. What happened as far as that?
It was more so, you know, guys. Just not executing the way we should have. You know, it was holes we could have hit, you know, plays we could have made that we just missed. And that was on both ends, you know, even on special teams, you know, we just didn't put a full game together. And we just got to continue to get better, man.
One of the things I would think you'd be disappointed about was that they only threw the ball 17 times and you didn't get a chance to really see how Babbitt impacted everybody's pass rush.
Right. Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't get much of a chance in the plays they did throw with screens and a lot of gadgets. So it was just an unfortunate game. Yeah, we just had to be on our horses this week and focus on the Jets and get this win down here in Jacksonville and make the people around here proud.
Which quarterback will you be chasing after?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask Rex Ryan that question. We're just going to study the film, man, and prepare and get ready to play some ball.
They didn't get didn't throw the ball very much. You didn't get a chance to rush the passer too often. Were you hoping for a chance to get after the quarterback?
Well, I think, you know, everybody always hopes for the best. But, you know, we had some weather conditions and, you know, situation in the game. But, you know, next week's a new week and a little more time to prepare and, you know, learn our responsibility.
This week, with questions about who you're going to be facing at quarterback, how do you prepare for, you know, the three guys who could potentially be playing quarterback, I guess, this week?
Well, the styles are so different, yeah. You know. So I know the coach here are going to have a good game plan either way. I know these guys here have worked on wildcat-type stuff and option stuff, you know, prior to this week. So I think they have the, you know, the ability to make the right calls.
Does it help at all that Brad Smith is kind of a wildcat guy, and you saw a little bit of that last week, and you may see some of that?
Yeah, I think, and plus a lot of the guys on this team aren't that far moved from college, so they're used to, you know, that style as well.
Playing at home here, you get two chances at home in front of home fans. How much does that matter for you as you kind of assess, you know, what your expectations are going forward?
You know, me personally, I'm just trying to prove myself to my teammates and the coaches and the guys upstairs, just show them that what I'm all about.